Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion that one who has senses which are not yet purified cannot chant the holy names of the Lord offenselessly. Which means the firm determination and steadiness and attachment to the chanting of the holy name is developed by a devotee after many, many lifetimes. And it is said in Nectar of Devotion that if one has developed such attachment to the chanting of the holy names, he is a very fortunate soul. But generally, one who has impure senses cannot chant the holy names of the Lord offenselessly. This is the main reason why a person endowed with a distracted intelligence or a whimsical mind or disturbed senses, such a person cannot chant the holy names of the Lord in a very focused manner, in a manner in which one can absorb oneself in the chanting of the holy name. That is why people often ask why the chanting is not tasty every day. Why every day we find once in a while it is good and most of the times it is difficult. This is the main reason. What is the solution to this? He says, when we chant the holy names, one should chant with the desire to cleanse the heart. Prabhupada gives an example. He says, if one wants to remain in an unclean room, one doesn't want to clean up the room, then there is no possibility of cleaning up. It will remain as it is because one is satisfied. One thinks it is all right. No problem. This is how I am used to live with. In the same manner, if one is ready to go on with one's life with an unclean heart, which makes one's senses indulge in impure activities, such a person is not going to much improve even in many lifetimes. But one should have an ardent desire that I want to cleanse my heart. The desire has to come from the soul, wanting to become clean. And that is why Cheto Darpanam Arjanam is said that one who desires to cleanse the heart can clean. It's possible. One will start cleaning up the heart. And the cleaning process is made possible by the chanting of the holy name itself. Even if one chants it offensively, some amount of cleaning starts taking place. But the catalyst to clean the heart more faster is chanting the holy name with a prayer to the Lord to engage us in His service. When one is chanting with the prayerful mood that I want some devotional service, opportunity for entering service, and that kind of prayer enhances the quality of chanting and cleanses the heart even much more faster. And to the degree one's mind is purified, one's mind is cleaned up, then the senses also will not be disturbed. The senses will also focus on hearing the holy name. The mind, the intelligence will become a fixed intelligence. As Krishna says, Ekeha Kurunandana. Tasmad Ekena Manasa Bhagavan Satvatampatihi. Or as he says, Ekeha Kurunandana. Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Kurunandana. So one will have a fixed intelligence and not a distracted intelligence. One will have a clean mind, not a whimsical mind that always contemplates on various things of the world. Manorathena Sridhavato Bahir. A whimsical mind always flows outwards. It never focuses on the holy name. Climbing on the chariot of dreamy situation, the mind just wanders all around the world. But when mind is cleaned up, then the mind doesn't become whimsical, but the mind is able to focus on the holy name. Similarly, the disturbed senses also agitate a person, keep a person always soaked in material consciousness. So when the senses become purified, they very easily think of Krishna, and they jubilantly dance to the tune of Krishna's name. So in this way, one will certainly come to the stage of inoffensive chanting, free of all these 10 offenses which we recite every day, when you become purified. But it certainly takes a lot of patience, because in an impure stage, we cannot chant. inoffensively. And one is likely to get disheartened. That how long is it going to take like this? How long am I going to struggle to chant the holy name purely without offenses? It seems it's almost an impossibility. That is why the intermediate zone of Namabhas is a vast intermediate zone, it is said. It's like a long plateau. Beginning to chant the holy name is very easy, and giving it up also is very easy. But to continue chanting the holy name for many days and months and years, patiently awaiting the stage when the senses will become completely purified. Certainly, that requires a steady commitment from the devotee. Actually, we all are committed to chanting every day, but we are not committed to endeavoring to chant with the desire to serve, or endeavoring to chant with the desire to clean the heart. Because we see, in the course of the day, we allow our heart to become unclean. We pick up uncleanness as if it is natural to us. Actually, it is not natural. For the soul, it is not at all natural to be unclean. But we pick up dirt from the surroundings of the material world here, because we don't realize that it is going to affect our chanting. So, only when we very strongly desire that I want to have a completely clean heart, free of all material desires, focused on Krishna, only then Rupa says the process can begin, the cleaning process can begin. And only when the heart is clean, the senses become purified, and then one can delight in chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.